This is a replay of the Thursday night, September 5th WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together, and as I said, if it's on your mind, it'll be on mine. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. So John and I were talking just before the show, and we've decided that Cindy needs her own reality TV show. Yeah, I think the ratings would just soar if we actually saw this. Then again, maybe it's better if we only hear it. But regardless, we'll hear the latest installment right now on WGN Radio. So what happened today, Cindy?
Well, I guess my cousin was diagnosed, my second cousin, Lisa, the one that her sister murdered her mother, my first cousin, her mother, over heroin addiction. But anyhow, she was diagnosed with breast cancer today.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but I think, her grandmother had a double mastectomy. Her grandmother, my Aunt Rose, was the executive, secretary to the president of Jewel Osco.
Okay.
For many years. And she just died just not too long ago. I guess she was in her 90s. She had a double mastectomy, so. But the cancer in my family is so bad, and I don't know. They caught it real early. They want to do a double, ultrasound on both her breasts.
Okay.
And I don't know.
Well, hopefully
it'll
be fine.
I think it'll be.
Hopefully
yeah,
so.
Yeah, but then anyhow, yeah, then I spent the whole day making my spaghetti dinner, and I don't know what this could be.
What? You cooked it and you don't know what it is? Oh, this is going to be good.
No,
do you mean?
No, I don't know. Like, I was boiling. Whenever I boil the water to make pasta, it doesn't boil for like an hour. And then I just got, I almost passed out. I was so tired because I didn't get much sleep last night. And I just said, Mike, I'm turning it off. I can't take it anymore. It's not boiling. It's all evaporated. And,
wait a minute. Wait. It can't evaporate if it didn't boil. That does not happen.
Well, I don't know what it wasn't.
It just can't. I mean, you're defying laws of nature here. No, if it's evaporating, assuming you didn't leave it there for months, it's boiling.
My contact lenses were cloudy and I couldn't see. I cleaned them, but then anyhow, I put more water in it and turned it up real high, and it boiled finally. It finally boiled.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it. Hopefully my cousin Lisa's okay and we're together for, because, Lisa, me and my cousin Mike are the adults in the room. Like, the rest of my cousins are just, like, narcissistic social climbers, sociopath business with people. And it's just horrible, you know? Like, no matter what you say, like, if you reach out to a cousin to help them, like, if I reach out to my cousin Lisa to help her, you know, my cousin in West Palm Beach will say, just think of your staff.
All right, well, here's the deal. Maybe just divorce them. You with family like that, you don't need them. I want to get back to the water. All right, so we know that whatever evaporated, I mean, it wouldn't actually have to be boiling, but it would have to be darn close, because we're not talking about you standing in front of it for 10 days. All right, so now you got it to boil, and then what did you do?
I put the pot. You know, I just put the pasta in and cooked it. But I was
Very
thinking,
good.
I'm like, Mike, is it because I'm on the third floor?
No. Let me ask you this. Do you have an electric stove?
No.
This is a gas stove?
Yeah, but, you know, Mike said it doesn't boil because it's the stove is right under the vent for the air conditioner.
Look, if you have a gas stove and you can see the flames and you can see them hitting the pot, it's going to boil.
But it took an hour.
Well, I don't. Anyway, it took an hour, but you had the pasta. Was it good?
Yeah, my, you know, the key to making ragu is, you know, you got to put fennel in, I don't know how to pronounce it, pepperoncino flakes in it, the hot pepper flakes, and garlic, and salt and pepper, and Italian seasoning. And then I put, you know, sometimes they don't have the hot sausage on sale, hot Italian sausage. And they did, and I, you know, I just put the sausage in the ground beef, and I made a whole bunch of it. I don't know, I think, you know, I do think ahead because I have responsibility, and I'm getting my shot probably Monday. I'm getting my RSV. My,
all right.
What do you mean?
Whatever.
Shot in my COVID. And if I have a reaction, I have a whole bunch of food made.
All right. Well, very good. So the food is ready. And
My request is either return to sender by Elvis or else. Mean woman.
You don't get to have one because you already asked for one that I have already slated here. You wanted an Elvis Presley release, and you will get it. What we are playing for you, according to last night's request, was Treat Me Nice.
Okay. Well, I always look for songs.
Uh-huh. Well, tonight you'll get Treat Me Nice unless time runs out and I don't get to play it, but I think I will.
Okay, can you stand ABBA?
No, I can't.
Oh, okay. Well, anyhow, Chuck and I, years ago, went to the Rosemont Theater and sat in the first row and saw the ABBA cover band.
Uh-huh. Well, there will be no ABBA. This will be an ABBA-free show. So that's all I can tell you about that. But we'll get you your Elvis request. All right.
My cousin will be okay, and if she's not, she's going to heaven.
Well, I don't... You have no reason to jump to that conclusion. There you are thinking again. All right, Cindy. There you are thinking again.
Uh-huh.
You've gone from 0 to 100 in about, I don't know, a picosecond. So let's not go there. All right. Thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate it. All right. So she'll go to heaven. It's probably some fairly minor thing. Hopefully. 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, we'll get to James on the south side with his 9,842 stories. And meanwhile, I'll see if I can find a problem with not able to boil water on a gas stove. I'm sure there's a reason for that, but I don't know what it is. All right. Other than patience, of course. That's where we'll pick it up on WGN Radio.
When I treated you bad, wrong, my dear, and since, girl, since you went away, don't you know I sit around with my my head hanging down, and I wonder who is loving you. Should I never made you cry? And since, girl, since you've been gone, don't you know I sit around with my head hanging down and
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and Mary Ellen in Oaklawn requested it. Yeah, Who's Loving You, 1960 on Tamla, early in the Motown story, that's for sure. She also mentioned the Jackson 5, and I couldn't find it by them, but it might be on an album cut or something that I just don't have. But hopefully she'll settle for the miracles, because that's what she got. All right, now before we get to James on the South Side with all his stories, Don in Beloit says he knows about stoves. All right, so let's hear it.
Well, you know, happy Thursday to all of you. Mm-hmm. You know, I do a lot of industrial training and, you know, teaching people stuff and so on. But, you know, if you're struggling with a stove, she could have carbon monoxide poisoning.
My God. Well, now you're talking about the flame is compromised and all that. We're assuming.
Well, it's not that hard as you might think, though. Like I would pokey, you know, it's not bad for everybody to, like, clean their burner and poke little like a paper clip or something through those little holes and make sure they're all clean. And then
My
point is we all know about CO detectors, I think, and it could save your life. These things are very important. But what I do that's extra that I try to train people on is to think not just in terms of your ceiling smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors, but to also put one on your kitchen shelf. There's some people call them travel, and these are travel CO detectors. Are like $20. I mean, this thing could save your life. And I keep it right by my refrigerator or above my sink, so I can see it, and it gives you like what the highest reading was since you last reset it. And these things have just
okay.
They could go to your smartphone. They're so brilliant. They're really smart how cheap they are and how effective they are.
Well, very good. But let's assume for, and yes, good idea. She should get one. Let's assume for a moment it's not that type of a malfunction. And I'm looking at this and saying, yeah, her relative who was talking about, the air circulation and that could be a minor thing. Some people will say add salt. Don't do that because you know how much salt you'd have to add to change how quickly it would boil. It doesn't make sense. But normally we think about gas stoves, assuming they are in working order, boiling more quickly than electric stoves. Now, the other thing, of course, is we know how quickly water will or will not boil. But what about the pot she's using, because that can be in play as well.
Yeah, somewhat. But most stoves, like mine, you know, probably like others, it has two big burners in the front and two much smaller burners in the back. So, you know, you want to go fast, you got to use a fast burner.
Well, electric stoves come in every possible configuration known to man. You've seen that. So I have no idea what her stove looks like. But, not bad to have CO2 detectors handy just in case. But I have a feeling something else is going on here with Cindy.
We always think so as well.
Yes.
But it's carbon monoxide, CO2.
No, carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide. Yes. Very few people get carbon dioxide poisoning. It can happen, but it's usually carbon monoxide. Yes, I understand that.
If you work in a greenhouse, you might pump some extra CO2 in. It makes all the little plants grow much faster, but you could get poisoning from that by having the extra. And they have alarms for that to warn people that you're going in an environment that could really, really be harmful.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, I guess we'll hear the next installation of Cindy and her pots.
Maybe we will. Yes. But thank you so much for playing all the good stuff
and
last night as well. And talk to you and Jim, talk to you and John later.
Sounds good. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Yeah, obviously better be safe than sorry. You want to make sure you don't have a problem with carbon monoxide. I agree with that. But I have a feeling Cindy's got something else going on here. All right. Maybe it is the difference in the pot she's using. So there's so many things. But I love that suggestion where they say, oh, just add salt. And, you know, technically that's correct. But do you have any inkling how much salt you'd have to add to affect the boiling time in any real increment? You wouldn't eat what you were going to boil in it. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888-ROLLYE. James is on the south side. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
How are you?
Well, I'm in a quandary. I was looking at one of your stories, and for the life of me, I cannot figure it out. And so we can discuss this. The federal prison worker who died after touching a drug-laced package sent to an inmate. Now, here's the problem I'm having with this. You know, for a while, everybody was saying, oh, you can die from fentanyl just by touching it. Well, that while I guess theoretically anything's possible under the sun, that myth has for the most part been debunked. And you can read on and on how, no, you know, just from contact with your hands briefly, you're not going to die from this. So my question is, because we know the federal prison worker is absolutely dead, we know the prisoner and two of his closest friends have been arrested, but what the heck kind of drug was that?
Well, it apparently, they know it was like a combination of drugs.
What was
it? It looked like it was some sort of synthetic one that was, it was so weird, like, I forget the exact name they gave for it,
okay.
But it was some sort of synthetic that basically, it was like, there was like three drugs that they said were
okay.
in the,
right.
that were seen to be seeping on the container, on the packaging.
Geez. Now, it's interesting also, this brain trust, that they thought sending this to prison would be a good idea. You know the things are going to be inspected.
You know, okay, remember now Sears used to have those shirts that said, I'm with stupid.
Yeah, they need one that says, I am stupid. I agree. All right, so what was your favorite story?
Oh, goodness. Okay, there was one where I sent you a comment about the one where the North Korean leader had killed some authorities because they couldn't stop a natural event.
Oh,
a natural disaster.
I don't know if I saw that. Like I say, you sent far too many stories, so I didn't see most of them. So,
okay, it's the last one that I sent. Anyway, I'll just go through it. He basically had at least 30 underlings executed because they did not effectively stop the disaster. I'm like thinking, oh, okay, you assuming they are God? No.
All right. So there you have that. Now, back to drugs again. We had the special needs student who found drugs belonging not to another classmate, but to the teacher.
Yeah, I'm like, how?
Yeah.
And how?
Yeah. She.
I'm like,
and she wasn't a spring chicken either. 47-year-old teacher, a lot of experience, but charged with felony child neglect and two counts of possession of Schedule II controlled substances on the school property. So apparently two baggies with substances consistent with cocaine and methamphetamine, Schedule I as well, I should mention. At first, the teacher denied having the bag. Then the officer told her, well, no, your wallet is also in the bag with the drugs. And so, right. You know, so meanwhile, the special needs kid finds this, and thank God he didn't overdose.
Yeah, I think he was at least smart enough to know not to inhale.
Yeah, right. I opened a small zipper bag that was recovered from the backpacks and found two baggies and a cut straw inside. All right, so what was she thinking? And on that note, we're going to check out the news. Hang on, we'll look for your favorite story, because we'll do that coming back, and that'll be it on WGN Radio.
Backbone gone. He can't do nothing.
What you wanna do?
Do what you wanna do.
who doesn't like Dayton's own The Ohio Players? Hoochie Coo, 1976 on Mercury. Johnny D requested that, and hopefully he's listening and heard it. All right, we're back to the sender of 4,832 stories, Mark, on the South Side, and you picked your favorite. What is it?
Okay, this one, okay, had to do with the prisoner who tried to, who was on already on electronic monitoring. And he was already a big, he was a registered sex offender. And he decides to abduct a woman in a parking lot in the middle of the day.
Well, I assume he's back in captivity.
A passerby saved the one from actually being, because he had tried to stuff her in the trunk and close it, and this guy had to come to her rescue.
Oh,
and then the guy ran off without his vehicle.
Oh, geez.
And his probation officer, recognized from the camera, from the video, that it was his charge who had basically done, who had done this. And so, yep, he's with basically without any bond.
All right, I guess so. Well, as usual. We also had a number of rapes. Maybe we can talk about that next time, an unusual number of rapes. And as always, thanks for all the stories.
And one other song to put for a request, but that's for next week.
What is
okay.
it?
Okay, I'm going to say Poor Man's Rose.
Okay, and I've got your Leaving on Your Mind for later tonight.
Okay.
All right.
I got to admit, I wasn't meaning to sing you that. I actually put a bunch of them on draft because I said, this is insane. What? I won't tell you about the nurse who's exchanged
water
for fentanyl.
Yes, exactly.
We'll save that for next
All right,
week.
Thanks. Appreciate it. And, was quite the story. A registered nurse at the hospital, no longer employed there, obviously. And, I guess she had a little bit of a drug problem, just couldn't resist that anesthesia, so she replaced it with tap water. Replacing it with water is bad enough, but non-sterile tap water going through people's veins, what could possibly go wrong with that? 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. And you have... a number of stories, of course, cruising stories. That's been big in the last week or so. Of course, people are doing that in the summer. But here is an individual who says, whatever you do, don't walk barefoot. Yeah, you know there's a story there, and maybe you'll hear it coming up on WGN Radio.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that, of course, is Frankie Valli. and 1960, I think it's 67, and Laura in Willowbrook wanted to hear that. And funny, and I wouldn't know who wants to hear what if it weren't for Carol, the world's best show prep, because I don't remember, I can't hold a thought hostage. But she sends me notes and she tells me everything that that you've said in terms of what you want to request, and we try to get them on. But in one of her notes, she said, "Oh, you can tell your can't take my eyes off you story." I thought, do I have one? And actually, I sort of do, so might as well, right? That was actually a dream of Frankie Valli. Not so much to record solo, we'll get there in a moment, but, and you know, early, in the early 50s, before there were the Four Lovers or the Four Seasons, he did solo records as far as that goes. But he was just sick of singing falsetto. He wanted to do something that wasn't falsetto. Now, in terms of doing something at all, well, here's what happened. VJ, which had been their label from the start, got into trouble. We've talked a lot about that. And so they were going under, and there were lawsuits aplenty and all of those things. So the upshot was that the Four Seasons changed record labels, and they went to a division at that time of Mercury Phillips. And there was talk, by the way, of Frankie going solo, which, by the way, in the VJ days would not have been unusual at all, because VJ had a predilection for that, to say the least. You know, like taking Jerry Butler out of the Impressions or taking Gene Chandler out of the Duques. I mean, they were used to doing that. So maybe if VJ had continued and all that, it would have happened more naturally or unnaturally, depending on how you view the story. But VJ won in the picture. Here's Phillips. And of course, Phillips has gotten the Four Seasons and they're just thrilled about it. But already they're having a member change and they're concerned about that. And so the idea with Frankie Valli going solo, well, they let him record it, and they shelved it for over a year, actually. And it was Bob Crewe and Bob Gaudio who wrote it, and Bob Crewe produced it, and by all accounts, a good record. But finally, a year later, they release it, and it just dies. I mean, before, you know, dies is actually the wrong word, because that would have assumed at some point it was living. Nothing happened with this record. And so one of the promo guys at the time wanted CKLW to play it in Detroit. And they knew that Frankie Valli was going to be appearing at the Rooster Tail. Let's stop a minute and talk about the Rooster Tail, by the way. It's not called a Rooster Tail off of Fowl or anything like that. It's the Rooster Tail because if you have a speedboat on the river, as you're driving fast, the look from the, you're spewing from the back of the boat, looks like a rooster tail, hence the Rooster Tail. And this was in the Marina District, and it was oh so fancy, and it's still there. And it quickly became really, in some ways, the best spot to be, because the owners, who were Grosse Pointe residents, mind you, absolutely were colorblind. They just wanted the best entertainment, and they had Motown Mondays, and they had all sorts of stuff. So anyway, Frankie Valli is going to be at the Rooster Tail. And this is not a Rosalie Trombley story, because normally we'd say that she was a music director for CKLW. But at that time, Paul Drew was the program director, and he had come up from Atlanta, and actually, Detroit was his home. He went to Wayne State. And so he's programming CKLW, and he says, "Nah, we don't like it." I guess Rosalie didn't like it either, because it just wasn't going to get on. And so the promo guy said, "Well, do me a favor. Come to the Rooster Tail with me." And so Paul Drew and his wife, Ann, went down to the Rooster Tail and had a great old time. But more than that, he was really impressed with how it sounded when he heard it live. And so he went back the next day and said, we're going to add that. And, of course, they did, and the switchboards lit up. Everybody liked it. The rest of the story was history. But the real accomplishment for Frankie Valli was not that he was doing it solo. It was that he was doing it without falsetto. That was his goal, and it paid off. And then, of course, there were other things that that followed as well. My Eyes Adored You and Sworn to God, and which had none of that. So that's the only story I got on Can't Take My Eyes Off You. I don't know if it was interesting or not. 888-876-5593 is 8888-ROLLIE. And I'm looking at this. Going to Barbara in Rolling Meadows. Barbara, welcome to WGN Radio.
I love listening to you. Until I fall asleep, I listen to you every night.
Well, sleep is sacred.
But anyway, I wanted to tell that lady that her boiling water, I only heard part of it, but it sounded hysterical to me.
Yeah, me too.
But you have to remember the quote, a watched, pot.
Never boils.
Boil. Right, right. Yeah. And I know because I stood there one night and I was hungry, you know, and I wanted to make pasta fast. I stood there and I thought, this damn water doesn't boil forever.
Right.
But it will boil. What you have to do is turn the flame up high, but be sure your flame does not go beyond the outside of the pot.
Oh, hell yes. Because yes,
absolutely.
Because
I turned my flame up one time and I caught the dish towel that was sitting on the counter next to it on fire.
Yep. And they go,
so
they go up.
Flame.
Yeah, no, they go up like it's a firecracker. I don't know why. They should be fire retardant.
I know.
Yeah. Now,
but what you do is you just turn the flame up, go sit down, and 5 minutes it'll start to boil. Yeah. And, you know, water, it has to boil. There's no way.
Right.
You don't need a different pot. You don't need the salt. It'll boil eventually.
Well, yeah. And if you cover
it. Sometimes it's 5-10 minutes.
Right. If you cover it, it can help.
True.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I think she should just try that.
I was in the same predicament waiting for it to boil.
Right.
It seems like it never boils.
Right. You're so right. Well, I'm so glad you called. I hope you will again, Barbara. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I've called you before, but I really enjoy it. I go to bed with you every night.
Thank you.
So
appreciate
keep up
that.
The good work.
Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, and I do appreciate that. And I also appreciate that many people do use it for somnolence purposes to fall asleep, and that's just fine. I mentioned that I do that actually on an alarmingly regular basis at night with YouTube videos that I just listen to the audio on. And like I've said before, I look for things that are interesting enough that my mind won't wander and I'll go to places that'll keep me awake because that'd be easy to happen. And I look for things that aren't so compelling that I won't go to sleep because I'm just so interested. So it's that sweet spot in the middle I look for. And the best ones are the ones that will put me to sleep in under 10 minutes. And that will happen. Now, what I don't like, and there's an awful lot of it, at first I didn't mind it, but now I don't know what it is about my mind, but I don't like the AI videos. I mean, they've come very far with their voice techniques and their ability to sound natural, well, in an unnatural sort of way. But no, that just that doesn't work for me on any level. But other than that, last night, what did I specialize in? Because I got up three or four times to go to the bathroom when I came back asleep really quickly. It was young children who had past life memories. It was just great. And, and I love when the parents can go confirm that what the kid was saying actually happened long ago. And in some cases they can't, and it's just, you know, what it is. But in some cases, you know, they'll dig up war records or they'll dig up family history, and they'll actually discover that what the kid is saying actually happened. So might try that again tonight. I don't know. If not, an episode of Law and Order, that'll do it too. So I'm not sure what that says for that. But hey, after 20 years, it doesn't matter what I say. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And as I was saying, people behaving badly, we've got so much of that. But, it's not always criminal intent. It's just mass stupidity. So, and, you know, we've all heard these stories, and we don't know if they're apocryphal or not, about individuals who in the past had bought vehicles with cruise control and thought it was like driverless cars later became. They weren't at the time. One family apparently bought something fairly large. Family gets in it, and the guy sets it and goes to the back of the vehicle. Now, I don't know. Of course, it's a crash, but I don't know if that's true or not. But here we have a woman who is using her hands-free driving technology on her car while she is drunk and while she is texting. She's facing a slew of charges, to say the least, and she struck two disabled vehicles on the side of the highway. Fortunately, they were just the vehicles. So, involuntary manslaughter were the charges, and thank God, prohibitive text-based communications. I say that because in some states it took a very long time to make texting and driving illegal. You know, I thought that was just the basics, but apparently at 3:30 in the morning, a 23-year-old driver in Pennsylvania apparently took it upon herself to think that the car would drive itself. And so, yeah, she was using the Blue Cruise hands-free driving feature and the adaptive cruise control system. Yeah, and she was texting. All right, so bottom line is if you're using the hands-free driving feature, it doesn't mean that you can abdicate control. All right, you have to be able to take control of the vehicle when necessary, because often it will be necessary, to say the least. And needless to say, the amount of distractions that that are there, bad enough, but then you start texting. Yeah, you want to be well aware of what's around you, but I digress. So anyway, at least there's been an arrest, $200,000 bond. I guess she's out. She posted that, but fortunately, by the way, two disabled cars, but I think there were a couple deaths in it as well. So not good, to say the least. But it does make you wonder. 888-876-5593 takes us to Brian and Joliet. So, Brian, welcome back to WGN Radio. Oh, Brian's talking to John, I think. All right, well, he can continue to do that, and in 4 minutes the news will be on if John's not done talking to him, but we'll talk about that. We actually talked about kidney problems last night because the news that Russell Malone had a heart attack in Japan was so sad, but he had been facing end-stage kidney failure for quite some time. All right, Brian in Joliet, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. First of all, how have you been after your tumble there?
Well, you know, I thought I was doing well, but I woke up today. I don't know if it's a cold or the flu, but I've got a very sore throat and fever. So we'll see.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, best wishes to
Thanks.
You. And I know you're not a doctor, but...
Yeah.
You know, and I was just mentioning to John, I have bad kidneys operating at best 30%, and I was told I might have to go on dialysis, and I also have high blood pressure to go along to boot. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, did you ever know yourself anybody who had to go on dialysis and how painful and debilitating that could be?
Okay, and again, I'm not a doctor, I don't play one on the radio, but in this case, in my close circle of friends over the years, I have somebody who refused dialysis and somebody who went on it. Now, firstly, the woman who refused it, and she's now sadly dead, she was the wife of my morning man on the radio, she watched her brother get infection after infection and all this, and she vowed that when her kidney function, and it was in single digits before she passed, she was not going on dialysis, and she didn't. She lived a lot longer than people thought, but she just said, I'm not going to put myself through that. Now, I have another friend who has since not only been on dialysis, but had been registered on the database. He got a kidney transplant in his 70s, and he's doing great now. But in terms of the dialysis, and these are all anecdotal stories, and you can read an awful lot about it, you know, again, it was the idea that he'd contract infections and things like that. So that can be a problem. But in general, if you're saying, you know, die or not, it suddenly doesn't become a big issue.
Well, John was just mentioned. I asked John first, and he said he knew somebody in college who did go on it and lived another 40 years.
Yes, and I know to whom he is speaking. Exactly. So, you know, there are some people who just don't want the downside. For one thing, there are things that you have to do every day, and of course you've got permanent tubing and all that. It can easily be concealed as far as that, but there are people who just don't want to go through it, don't want to go through it three times a week and all that. So it really comes down to a personal choice, and I respect people making either decision.
Well, I thank you both for talking to me a bit about it. That helps me to think things through. Can I say add something on a lighter note now?
Sure.
You were discussing Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention.
Yes, yes.
And did you ever see or listen to the album Bert Weenie Sandwich?
Yeah, that's Zappa.
And best of my recollection on that one, he had the whole album was like a jazz, except for one song that was their version of Valerie, which is like, I guess you'd say
it's doo-wop. Absolutely, yes.
And another one by them that was really hilarious. I love the original Mothers of Invention
right.
the best. I thought they were so hilarious. And so all of them I would recommend to give a listen. And a lot of doo-wop influence in some of those songs they did. And but for next week sometime, may I request their version of Valerie?
Okay. Absolutely. And we'll play some of the original, too, so you'll hear what inspired him.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
All right, great.
Well, I thank you and John so much for taking a few moments to, make me feel better just to talk to somebody.
Absolutely. And you do have options. Don't let anybody tell you you don't. And if you go online, you can probably read the good, bad, and the indifferent, but take it all with a grain of salt and make your own mind up.
Thank you so much, Raleigh.
Talk to you soon. Okay, bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, so we're already off the air on WGN. It was time for the news. We have Bob, and he didn't let me get away with anything. As well, he shouldn't. And so we'll pick it up right after the news right here on WGN. Or not on WGN. WGN Radio. And that is the Mothers of Invention and Burnt Weenie Sandwich and Valerie. That's V-A-L-A-R-I-E. And that is so calm and subdued compared to the thing that influenced Frank Zappa. Firstly, you gotta know about Jackie and the Starlights. All right, they were a New York doo-wop group, little known, but Jackie LaRue was his name, the lead singer, would break down and cry. And I'll tell you what, the Starlights are the only act that James Brown refused to follow, if you're ready for that. And so the thing about all these records, and I'm sure it's what captured Zappa the same way it would capture me, is you couldn't believe this guy. Now, on stage, like I say, first he was like an opening act at the Uptown Theater in Philadelphia. By the second night, he is the headliner. Because he was just that ridiculous as far as that goes. And so I'm going to let you hear the original, on Fury, of course. Yes, that's right, Bobby Robinson's label in Harlem. This was in 1960, Valerie. He doesn't have the crying jag right out front, but we're going to get there.
Do, do, do.
continues on that way. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. That's good old Jackie LaRue. He cried through all of them pretty much. But there's a great PS to this story. And I think there's no way to really verify it. But that, so that comes out in 1960. And of course, you know, Jackie and the Starlights are touring everywhere and doing very well as far as that goes. You know, with other things like I Found Out Too Late and I'm Coming Home. And, you know, you can imagine he cries through all. They Laughed at Me. He really gets unhinged in that one. But nonetheless, the deal was that in 1961, in May of 1961, there was a UPI article, you know, one of those press articles that makes all the newspapers, it's syndicated and who knows. And it was rock and roll stars held for murder, Dateline New York. And it talked about two singers, and they identified them, Carl Moody and Henry John Hicks, that had stabbed a 73-year-old man, killing him, a mugging gone wrong. But the story identifies both of them as members of the Starlights and mentions their hits Valerie and She Ain't Coming Home. What was interesting about that is that there is no real proof that Carl Moody or Henry John Hicks were ever in the Starlights, though, of course, let alone on Valerie. But nonetheless, the deed was done and the news was made. And it was not only did they kill this guy, he was a doctor, but he only made a feeble attempt to fight back. And then one of the former Starlights, I had to kill him. And bottom line is these two guys were definitely not on Valerie. But whether or not they were members of the Starlights, who knows? What happened in court, who knows? Because there was never really a follow-up story as far as that goes. But for a while there were some people saying, man, Jackie LaRue is beating up people. Well, he wasn't. He not involved with that at all. Sadly, he did die of a heroin overdose and a few years later. And so that was the deal on Jackie and the Starlights. But I can certainly see why why Frank Zappa was enamored with that. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And Carol is a first-time caller. She's in Wheaton. Carol, welcome to WGN.
Oh, thank you, Raleigh. I listen almost every night to at least part of your show, and I was just listening this evening to the last caller, and it was a man who was I guess, facing a decision about dialysis.
Yeah, Brian, absolutely.
Yes, and I have just a little bit of information I'd like to share.
Sure.
With him. My husband went on a form of dialysis about a year ago, and it's called peritoneal dialysis.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, do you know about it at all?
Yeah, but tell me, you're looking at it firsthand.
Right. It isn't. From what we were told by my husband's nephrologist, that the peritoneal dialysis is not as hard on the body.
Right, because it's your own body. That's true.
Right, and also it keeps the level of, I guess, clarity in the body more even than the type that you do like three times a week.
Yeah, hemo.
Because they have highs and lows,
right,
and such.
Right.
Anyhow, you know, there's a training period involved, and you have to be very careful. You don't want to, you know, have any kind of an infection.
Right.
There's a little surgery involved, but thankfully, after 1 year, my husband had a kidney transplant about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, that's great.
So, it's just a blessing, and we're in our 70s, so
yeah.
It was just quite a surprise that it was.
You still with us? Do we
but
lose?
We have,
from
yes,
there,
we have
you.
Experience with
yeah.
the...
So now three weeks in, and I'll bet you his kidneys are already performing better than they were in years.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes.
And he's
absolutely
got more energy. He didn't realize how much energy he lost.
it's
great.
Amazing.
That is
great.
It was
great. A really good match. And
excellent.
But I wanted to let that caller know that hemodialysis is not the only answer.
Good answer. Good point. Yes, if you can do it, not everybody can, but it's a way to remove the waste through your own body. Absolutely. It's abdominal, and then the inner lining of the abdomen acts as the filter.
Right.
And then as long as you can make sure you've got a sterile environment at home, because like you say, you don't want infection. But I think that it probably is a better choice if you can do it.
Yes, I think so. It's a healthier choice anyhow.
Yeah.
There's a lot, you know, there's a lot about it that's not that convenient, but it worked very well for us. We got used to it.
Yeah, right, exactly. And that is at first. It's a training thing, and you have to have good agility with your hands and all that. But once you get the hang of it, it's like anything else. It's just routine.
Mm-hmm.
But especially if you're going for a transplant like your husband, it can keep you in good enough condition to have that transplant.
Yes, absolutely. And that was a factor when he was interviewed for a transplant by these various transplant centers, the fact that he was able to do that himself to maintain all of it and everything, that was a positive.
Absolutely.
For the transplant.
I'm glad you brought that up. I'm so glad you brought that up, because I was just looking at it in a bigger picture, and you're right. You don't have to do hemodialysis, and Brian should absolutely talk to his medical providers about doing that.
Yes, and my husband worked through, and I don't know if it's fair to mention the dialysis center, but they were fabulous. It was Fresenius was the dialysis.
Okay.
Company. So at any rate, I just wanted to call and share that because, it was a godsend when he had to go on dialysis.
Yeah, that is a godsend. Yeah. Fresenius, they're Germany, I think, originally, and they're all over the place now. So absolutely great advice, and thank you for that.
Yes. Oh, you're welcome.
Appreciate
and
it.
We also could travel with. We were able to rent a special suitcase to take the, I can't remember the name of the machine, but there's a machine that's like a pump.
Right.
And we had to take that with us, but they would deliver all the materials we needed to wherever we were going, to a hotel or whatever.
Right.
We had to work all that out, but it worked, so.
Right. Were you using an AMA? Because a lot of people use AMIA, I think it is. That's one of the home systems that they have for the portable.
A machine. I don't remember what the name of it was, actually.
But there's actually several that are. It's possible to do that. And, I think Brian should explore it. I think you're right, and I'm so glad you called.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. And thank you for your program. I enjoy all the oldies, and I enjoy listening to everybody.
Well, call more often. I'll appreciate it. Thank you, Carol.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right.
Good night now.
So good to meet Carol, and hopefully we'll be meeting her again and again. 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH. And I'm not sure. It's terrible to admit, but I'm not sure. I think it's time for a break on WGN Radio. Raleigh James. Average White Band, Schoolboy Crush, 1975 on Atlantic. And it was Johnny D. who wanted to hear that, and a fine choice it was. We'll get to Chris in Greenwood, South Carolina at the top of the hour. We have two more hours to go, if I survive it. All right. I don't know what happened. I got up this morning, and my throat was just killing me. And then I made the mistake of taking my temperature. Yeah, and that should have been basal body. That should have been low. I haven't taken it again since then, but I've certainly had a few doses of acylococcinum, that's for sure. I don't know. They say sometimes that colds and flus and stuff like that are nature's way of making you slow down. And that's probably true because my reaction is, I don't have time to slow down. So maybe I'm going to be making it. All right, so that's where we'll pick it up next hour right here on WGN Radio.
When I walk through that door, baby, be polite. You gonna make me sore if you don't greet me right. Don't you ever kiss me once, kiss me twice, or treat me nice. I know that you've been told it's not fair to tease. So if you come on cold, I'm really gonna freeze. If you don't want me to be cold as ice, treat me nice. Make me feel at home if you really care. Scratch my back and run your pretty fingers through my hair. But you want to be your slave if you ask me to. But if you don't behave, I'll walk right out on you. If you want my love, then take my advice. Really nice. Make me feel at home if you really care. Scratch my
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Elvis, of course, 1957 on RCA. On the 7-inch, released in the U.S. and Canada and a bunch of countries, it was the B-side to Jailhouse Rock. But on the shellac, here in the U.S. and several other places as well, Treat Me Nice was the A-side. Either way, that request was Cindy's, and I promised that I would play it, and now I have. So, 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Chris in Greenwood, South Carolina, thanks for waiting. How are you?
I'm fine. Guess what day it is?
Well, it's the 5th of November. Is this your birthday?
Yes, it's September the 6th, not the 5th of November.
Okay, I mean September 6th. All right, so September 6th, all right. It's also Fight Procrastination Day and some Hindu holiday I couldn't pronounce to save my soul. So you're in good company there. All right, happy birthday, Chris.
Thank you. I'm 38 years old.
Ah, a child. How nice.
Yeah, what celebrities I share my birthdays with, that you know.
Oh, that's an interesting question, and that book is across the room. Entertain the people for a little while. Tell them your life history while I go get it. Don't go away. All right. Or okay. Actually, wait a minute. I probably don't have to do that because Carol is so good at giving me a show prep. Let me just look at it. I was going to pull the rock on thing, but let me do that. All right. So
yeah.
On the 6th, that would be that's right, Friday, September 6th. All right. Mel McDaniel would have been 82. Jimmy Reed would be 99, so you share it with Jimmy Reed.
Wow.
Yeah, how about that? And so 38, yeah, that means I'm trying to do the math quickly, but of course I'm probably losing it here. But so
what are they living or are they dead?
No, they're very dead, extremely dead. They remain dead. Most people at 99 are very dead. But so you were born, since you're 38 years old, I assume you were born in 1986.
Correct.
All right, so let's see, 1986. Oh. Do I have anything interesting in particular? Doesn't look like
it. Yeah, I was born at Self Memorial Hospital, which was now and then, but it's Self Regional.
Okay. Well, let's see what we got from trying to see if 1986 has anything of absolute note. And I'm coming up blank at the moment. But like I say, tell
me. Also, I like
Tell the people your life history, right, and I'll go look. You go ahead. You talk.
Okay. All right. The floor is mine. Hello, y'all, Chicagoans. Today is my birthday, Chris Whiteman, and I want to give a special shout-out to my teacher that's got the same birthday as me. She was 10 years older than me. Her name is Melissa McClure-Owen. Happy birthday. And thanks for teaching me, and thanks for letting me grow. I'm on the Raleigh James Show.
Yes, you are. Very good. All right, so September the 6th here. Let's look up, see what's in this particular book.
And there's also Jeff Foxworthy's birthday, Jane Curtin, Swoozy Kurt.
All right, September 6th. Tom Wilson, record producer, unfortunately died 47 years old on September 6th, and that was 1978. But 1969, Thunderclap Newman's Something in the Air was released. 1980, Ginger Baker quits the recently formed Atomic Rooster. Roger Waters of Cambridge, 1947, he was a founding member of Pink Floyd. Banner Thomas, 1954, basses with Molly Hatchet. Let's see if we can find some more for you. Because that's just not enough.
Yeah, some more. Yeah, but in Chicago, what time is it now? Like 11 something?
Well, that's right, 11:41.
So y'all still on the 5th. I'm on the East Coast.
Right,
we
absolutely.
In the 6th.
Yes, yes. Well, let's see who else we have, because I know there are many. We don't want to go back to the 1700s. None of us will know them. So let's look for something a little more recent.
Yeah, and shout,
hey, listen
shout
to this.
Todd Burt, too, that does the radio reviews.
Okay. 1925, Jimmy Reed, Big Boss Man. He was born on September 6th. All right. Let's see who else we have. Henry Diltz. He actually was not a musician. He was a photographer. But if you look at pictures of Woodstock or Montgomery Pop or things like that, album covers, things like that, you would know Henry Diltz. All right. So David Allan Coe, 1939. I'm not sure I'd want to admit that I shared a birthday with David Allan Coe, but why not? Let's see what else we have here. And like we said, Mel McDaniel. All right, well, we probably have more. Oh, people from Czechoslovakia that we'd never know. Let's see what else we got looking more recently. Some of these people I'll never know. An English singer in the group Bad Manners, whose name is Buster Bloodvessel. I don't think that's his real name, but was born in 1958. All right, let's kind of like that, actually.
The same year the original Black came out in
1958. C.C. Peniston was born in 1969, and let's see what else.
I remember her, R&B singer.
Yes, absolutely. So that's good company. Let's see what else.
You should play one of her songs.
Yeah, I should, and maybe I will do that next week. Let's see what else we have here. I think that might be it for September 6th. So, and of course you, and of course Chris from South Carolina.
Chris Whiteman, that is.
Okay.
Christopher James Whiteman.
Christopher James Whiteman.
James,
yeah,
Christopher
okay.
James White.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, happy. How are you going to celebrate it?
How am I going to celebrate it? First, I'm going to breakfast in the morning, and then I'm going. I got three dates, a breakfast date, a lunch date, and a big surprise dinner date.
Oh, good.
And then I'm celebrating Saturday, too, and Sunday.
Good. Okay, I got more birthdays for you. 1978, Foxy Brown on September 6th. And
Foxy Brown.
Yeah, 1960, Sam Cooke's daughter, Tracy. 1943, Roger Waters of Pink Floyd. That's pretty good. So you share some good royalty there.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to be watching and listening to some football on the radio as well.
Well, good. Good. So
yeah,
it'll be
far as high school. Do WGN carry high school football locally?
No. Unfortunately, for high school football, you really need to be in small towns. But you are, so you probably can hear it.
Yeah, because WCRS in my area, they're going to carry the Emerald versus Woodruff game.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember high school play-by-play. Yeah, and of course you go to everybody's parents to have them buy advertising when their kids are on the team. Yeah, I remember that well.
Yeah, because when we played 9-6 2 weeks ago, we played at 9-6, and I listened on the AM.
Yeah.
But at night, it fades out and it starts to jumble, and the sound gets jumbled up, crowded with different out-of-state stations.
Yeah.
So I had to go to the FM to hear it clear because, you know, AM, it fades off and then lower their power down because you get all them other stations coming in.
Yeah, a lot of small market stations, AM at night, don't have much power at all. You're right.
Yeah, and especially because Clemson play at night tonight, too, on Saturdays.
Uh-huh.
And WCRS is the Clemson affiliate, and they play at 8 o'clock, so I know they, like, if you got a good AM antenna, good luck to you. Well, I'm going to try my best to pull that AM as much as I could. If not, I'll do FM.
So that's AM 1450.
Yep, yeah. Ann Miller Station, WCRS, signed on September 1st, 1941.
Yep, and the FM is 98.5.
And it was an NBC affiliate.
Right, the voice of Greenwood. Yeah.
Yep, and it's been a mainstay in Greenwood for a long time, except 2009 when it went off for, I don't know, bankruptcy reasons, and Ann Miller bought the station and made it better.
And she's been there ever since.
Yep, and she did on WLMA for a while, and then that went under, and then WCRS kept afloat because it was WGSW in 1953, and it was a Mutual Broadcasting affiliate.
All right. Well, good.
And, you know, it got struck by lightning twice, WGSW.
Yeah. Well, good.
Yeah, but CRS, they used to play, like, a lot of music, country and oldies and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I know I put my request of music to play on Saturday morning on her show. One of them is Connie Francis, mm-hmm. Where the Boys Are.
Okay.
One of them, you ever heard of High Energy, the group?
Yes.
The R&B?
Absolutely.
You Can't Turn Me Off. I want to hear that too.
Okay.
Yeah, and of course, I want to hear Stormy Weather by Lena Horne. That made me love AM radio.
Okay, you betcha. All right, we can do that. And CRS is also known because it was the first radio station that had an on-air job fair.
It did win.
Yeah, this is a while ago.
I heard the job fair online.
Yeah, and she really ramped it up
radio.
When there was, when COVID first struck and there were a shortage of workers, she did the on-air job fair, and she also had the Drive for Hope and the Radiothon fundraiser, but that on-air job fair, she was the first one to do it.
Yeah, and also she had, like, the virtual train ride on her show, too, like, yeah. Not really riding the train, but it's like having sound effects.
Right.
Of, you know, and playing music with the word with trains on them.
Yeah. Well, good. Good. So, yeah, Trash to Treasures Along a Country Road on Saturday morning.
Yep, from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 a.m.
Yeah, classic.
Every Saturday morning, I listen to it.
All right, good deal. Well, happy birthday. I hope it's a wonderful time.
Thank you so much, Raleigh. And you have me some cake.
All right. Yes. I'll be with you in theory, in spirit. Enjoy every morsel. All right. Good deal.
Oh yeah. I'll enjoy every radio time I get with my name shout out on TV. I'll be on Fox Carolina in the morning.
All right. Good for you. Good for you. All right. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
And right now, speaking of names, it's time. I know you've been waiting patiently, yes, for Walter's Perspective, sponsored by HearingHealthCenter.com.
I go out walking after midnight. To see
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. And that, of course, is Patsy Cline, Walking After Midnight, early in her career, really first big hit. And that was Decca in 1957. And Jim in Richmond wanted to hear that, and now he has. So Johnny D in Ohio, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yes, hello, Raleigh. I have to be a little quiet. My grandson's sleeping over. I'm back here. I'll go berserk.
Well, sure, sure.
So, but being a proud narcissistic social climber,
yes,
I still, even though Cindy might frown on that, I just want to thank you for letting me add a little funk to your show with the Average White Band, Only a Schoolboy Crush.
And who's and Hoochie Coo.
Hoochie Coo.
Yeah.
Hoochie Coo.
Yeah. Heard them both.
It's not yes. Hoochie. Huh?
You heard them both.
I heard them
Hoochie
both.
Coo.
That's
yeah.
the first time I...
Yeah.
First time it ever happened that quickly.
Yeah.
You know.
We won't make it a habit, but happy to do it when I can.
We got a sore throat, huh?
Oh, I feel terrible. I'll make it somehow through this last night, but I'll tell you what, if people are thinking I'm going to digitize this show when I get off, no, it'll probably maybe happy tomorrow if I get up.
Hey, you go at your own pace there, Raleigh. Yeah,
exactly.
You soldiered through many, many battles.
Yeah, right, yeah. Unfortunately true.
Hey, listen,
yeah.
One other thing I wanted to tell you
yeah.
real quick. You know that Cuyahoga Valley Scenic Railroad
yes.
thing that you suggest?
Yeah.
Well, I told my oldest daughter, all right, Deanne, I said, listen, I want to do something, you know,
yeah.
and I told her this a while ago.
Uh-huh.
So she booked it.
Good.
All right, for... Yeah, she booked it me, but it's going to cost me an extra $100.
Why?
I told her I'll pay for it. Right?
Oh, okay.
I thought it was just going to be me, the lovely and talented Becky, my two daughters, and my two grandsons. That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
Right? Here, my wife, Becky, invited her sister,
right?
her older sister. Right, who's like, gee, she's about 82, something like that, Reggie. Anyhow, but she's still good. You know, she's coming, and then my one son-in-law is coming. So it's going to cost me an extra $100.
Yeah, I think this tab will be a little pricey.
Yeah, because I told her, do a first class.
Oh, man, this will be pricey. Yes, yes, yes. But what? So when are you going?
She got it booked for the Sunday, the 29th of September. Yeah, 29th of September.
Good, good.
So she,
all right.
Yeah, she did it for that because she said that the leaves will be turning.
Well, very, well that'd be very nice. That's Sam Zell's birthday, the late Sam Zell, September 29th. All right, I don't know
right,
why
how about
I know
March
that.
28th? How about March 28th? Who's born on March? Johnny D's born on March 28th.
Well, all right, I'll look that up and tell you after the news, which we're going to go to right now because Bob will cut me off. So March 28th, we'll find out when we get back. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
And here comes the news on WGN Radio.
If you got leaving on your mind, tell me now, get it over. Hurt me now, get it over. If you got leaving on your mind, if there's a new love in your heart, tell me now, get it over. Hurt me now, get it over. If there's a new love in your heart, darling, that might have been hurt me now. Get it over. I may learn to love again.
WGN Radio. I am Molly James. And of course, yes, that is Patsy Cline, 1963 on Decca. And that is the request we had from James on the South Side, Leaving on Your Mind. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. Laura in Willowbrook, what's up? All right, Laura.
Hey, Raleigh.
There you are. All right, what's up?
Hey, Edgar. Sorry for the delay. First, I just wanted to say, hey, thanks for playing the Four Seasons. Can't take my eyes off you. I just loved it.
Okay.
I have a question, though. I was doing two things at the same time, so I want to make sure I caught with the story you told today about it. Did I hear that it was kind of being turned down? And well, then did you say something about that he sang it live somewhere and then all of a sudden somebody loved it?
Well, basically, Phillips was very hesitant to release it because Phillips was afraid that it would appear like the Four Seasons were breaking up. And, of course, that wasn't the truth. So they had recorded it and they kept it in the can. They released it a year later and it didn't hit. Nobody was really willing to play this record. And so the promo guy in Detroit went to Paul Drew and invited him to the Rooster Tail to see him perform it live. So Paul and his wife Ann went, and the next day it was on CKLW, and the rest was history.
That's amazing. That's what I thought you said, but
yep.
That's just amazing. It's a good thing it happened.
Yep.
Otherwise, it maybe never would have come about.
Oh, it probably would have in a different way at a different time. I think he was going to be successful no matter what, but he always said that he would never leave the Four Seasons, and he didn't.
Okay, well, thank you for playing it. And
my pleasure.
Thanks for the stories.
All right, thanks for calling.
Good day.
Appreciate it. Yeah, he had a solo career, but at the same time, he sang with the Four Seasons, so he did not leave. All right, Dave and LaSalle, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. I'm a little hoarse. So put up with me.
Oh,
I
sure.
Just have a song or two.
Okay.
Send for Me by Nat King Cole.
Okay.
And the other one, I'm going back to 48, 49. I remember the... I was only 8 years old. The song was on a 78, and I heard it. It's by Peggy Lee. It's called Mañana.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You
sure.
Okay, you know what I'm...
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
Okay, well,
I will,
whenever you can get...
I will play them both next week. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Ron.
All right.
Okay.
And for Johnny D, before he goes to sleep, here's the deal. April 28th. I'm chastising myself because it was Charlie McCoy's birthday, and I should have remembered that. Charlie was born in West Virginia, but he grew up in Miami. Best harmonica player probably ever, 1941, March 28th. But not only Paul Whiteman, the king of jazz and orchestra leader, 1890. Jimmy Dodd, the adult on the Mickey Mouse Club, was born in 1910 on the 28th of March. Orange Juice Jones, 1957, March 28th. Lady Gaga, 1986, March 28th. Reba McEntire, 69 this year, I think. Bill Gaither is 88 this year, if he's still with us. Cheryl James, you know, Salt of Salt and Pepper, 1966, 58. So that's the deal. Happy birthday to everybody. And, of course, to Johnny D. Now, where were we? We're going to get to Jim here in a moment. Talk radio. Love to do that. But a couple things first that we'll get out of the way. Linda in Richland Park, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, how are you?
All right, how about yourself, Linda?
Oh, I'm just fine. I was just laying here listening. I said, well, pretty soon I'm going to doze off and go to sleep. But I kept thinking, I think the young man called in, his name is, was his name Brian?
Yep, Brian. Wondering about dialysis.
Right, and I was wondering, did he ever try the holistic approach before he decided to put a foreign object in his body? You know, because there's some good, Dr. Dixon got a good formula for people that they can take and they don't have to get on a dialysis machine, you know. So maybe he might want to try before he decided to go through all those different changes, you know, because what she's saying is just a dirty, filthy tube in your kidneys. And the formula that they take, that she sells, it cleans that tube and clears it out. She said it's clogged. Most people don't know that. and she's very famous all over. I can't name all the degrees that she has in different type of medication. I take her gap pill, which is wonderful. But I was just thinking maybe you might want to call down to her store. She has three stores, one in Texas and one in Atlanta, Georgia. They're big, huge stores. She sells all over the world. And not only that, her medicine, it was her dad's shop. They worked together. She's been doing this for 30 years. And her brother's a doctor also. They get all their medicine from Africa. And it's like...
What is their name again? What's this woman's name?
Dr. Dixon. That's her name, is Dr.
Dixon. Dr. Dixon. All right. Yeah, and there's a number of things, like, for instance, Ayurvedic medicine, which is Indian. There's natural kidney treatments as well. It makes sense to look at everything as far as that goes. Now, depending on what you choose, of course, that's a very personal decision, but I agree that you shouldn't rule it out. You should get as much information as you can.
Right, before you decide to put foreign objects in your body, because most of the time, these doctors are just guessing. They don't really know the answer. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I said, well, maybe you might want to try...
Well, at least right.
First.
At least looking at the options that way, I would agree. You know, knowledge is power. You should always look at all your options, and I don't reject any of them. It becomes a personal decision ultimately, but you can't make that decision if you don't know. So I'm glad you mentioned it, because there is a lot of things, like I say, whether it's Indian medicine or holistic or what have you. There's a number of different things that have worked for people. And again, I'm not saying I endorse it. I'm just saying that you should at least know about it and make your decisions.
Yeah, right. Give yourself a chance.
Yeah.
And not only that, you know, all her medicine is from plants and herbs and things like that, and they get it from Africa and other different parts of the world.
Yeah.
And it's good to check it out. It's called the she have a show that comes on. It's called Aloe Inc. And it comes on Saturday mornings around 8:00.
Okay.
On WAOK Radio.
Okay.
Every Saturday.
All right.
And maybe he might want to try it.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power. I'm glad you brought it up. Thank you.
Right. And not only that, could you play me a song I've been trying? I can't think of the name of it, but I think it's the guy that I like that made the Cops and Robbers. It's called Dinosuit.
Clothesline. Wrap it up. Clothesline.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Kent Harris. I'll do it next week. I love Kent Harris. You betcha.
All righty. And I like to hear Brian.
Yeah.
At least consider it.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm
saying? Absolutely. Find out as much as you can before you make any decision. I agree with that.
Right. All right.
Well, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you for taking up time with me.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Always good to hear from you. Yeah. Clothesline. And, of course, you know, Lieber and Stoller stole it from them, from Ken Harris, and had the Coasters record it, and claimed that they were the writers. Took Ken Harris a long time to get his money, but ultimately he did, and that's the good news. All right. Sam and Gurney has a request. So, Sam, what do you want to hear?
Hey, Raleigh, I appreciate you taking my call.
Oh, sure.
I'm sorry, I need to step outside to avoid the radio. I wanted to ask, my nephew was hit by a train yesterday in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Oh, my God.
And he lost his life. He was a co-conductor for Union Pacific.
Oh, no.
And it's large in the news right now, but my heart is broken over the loss of him.
Sure it is.
Pardon me.
Yeah, what a shock.
Pardon
what an
me.
Absolute
yeah,
shock.
Pardon me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
so, absolutely. This was the one near 13th Avenue a little after noon. And
exactly.
He was 34 years old.
And he was 34 years old and just the most wonderful guy. And I just wanted to ask you if you might play either Stand By Me for him or in his memory, or if you and John would choose a song. I trust you.
Well, if Stand By Me is what you want to hear, that's what you'll hear, and that will be for Austin Scott Raisby.
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll play it next.
Just, I appreciate you so much, Rally, and he's just, I love him so much.
Yeah. My condolences. All I can say is I'm a believer. He is in a much better place.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
That doesn't make it easier for us who are left behind, don't get me wrong. You know, when people say that, it's sort of like, well, so don't feel bad about it. No, the hell with that. You're going to feel very bad about it. But in your heart of hearts, you know that he is in a much better place. So rest in peace, Austin Scott Raisby. In fact, we'll get to Jim in New Hampshire in a moment here without delay, but I do want to take care of business and play Stand By Me for Austin coming up on WGN Radio.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry. No, I won't shed a tear. Just as long as you stand by me. And
WGN Radio. I'm Riley James. Rest in peace, Austin Scott Raisby, 34 years old, Burlington, Wisconsin, and a freak accident. And he'd been working for the railroad as a conductor since 2011, and it was just one of those freak things. But I'll tell you what, everybody who commented since then, it's only been a little over a day, has had marvelous things to say about Austin. So he will be remembered fondly by many, many people. Rest in peace and our condolences. So 888-876-5593. Jim is in New Hampshire. Jim, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello there, Raleigh.
What's going on?
And, Yeah, I definitely agree with you there about Austin.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. I wanted to see my friend Harvey and I were talking about old WGSO 1280.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And back when they were known as Super 1280.
Right.
Now, interestingly enough, they went, see, I remember, see, what they did was how they actually got rid of Super 1280 was they went into an Astros baseball game. And then they came out playing Bert Kempfert.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Yes, they did. And they had, you know, they were, before the Astros, they had, they were playing Get Back by the Beatles, and then they went into the Astros game, and, you know...
Oh, God.
I remember thinking to myself, well, damn, what happened to what happened to Super 1280?
Well, know? really. So, and then of course in '85, it they changed the call letters and became Magic 1280. And
yes, which I absolutely love.
Right.
Love.
Oh, of course, me too. But then the GSO call letters. I don't know at what point they came back, but they wound up on Winter. They wound up in 990.
At 990, yes. Yes, yes, yes. And they had a couple of shots as a soul station with that. You
right.
Know, of course, with, you know, Captain Eddie there went and got the Black Pope and
right.
Put him on there, which was, I mean, that definite cool stuff.
Oh, right? Sure. Sure.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. And they just, they, you know, he had that place sounding like a real R&B station on a sound. I mean,
yeah.
Gosh.
Oh, no. It, well, yeah. I mean, it was interesting because, of course, you know, it was a winter. And then for a minute there, they were simulcasting LTS, the FM. But then they became YAT, oh. You know, where yet? And that was great. And,
I could really dig that. Yeah.
Right. Right. And the oldie sweetheart. In fact, it's so funny. Earlier at dinner, I don't know why it came up, but John mentioned something about the Iceman, and I don't mean Jerry Butler. And I said, you know,
no.
I am probably the only person who ever played the Iceman on WGN. I'm pretty sure of that. And so, but I remember the oldie sweetheart. Yeah, used to play it all the time. So I figured, well, if you can play it there, I can play it here. And oh, you know. So, yeah, loved
and
where you
of course, the rock and roll pig, aka
right.
Barry
Richards. Yes, absolutely.
Play it.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Complete with sound effects and snorting. Absolutely. Yeah. The Riazar trilled his R better than any native Spanish speaker. He really got that trilling down. So yeah.
Oh yeah.
I think it was Jackie Wilson who taught him how to trill, and I was very jealous of that because, of course, in my home growing up with my adopted family, my dad spoke Spanish, and I picked up none of that. I can't trill to save my soul. Now, the Arabic people, man, I can make those sounds better than anybody. But anyway, hang on, don't go away, and we'll pick it up there on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Takes me right back to Northwest 2nd Avenue in Miami in the 60s when you'd see James and Bobby Purify. Well, Bobby would have been 85 this week. He was born in 1939 in Tallahassee. Robert Lee Dickey was his name, and he was James Purify's cousin. He was the original Bobby Purify, and he retired early, like early 70s, and worked, I think, for the city or something like that of Tallahassee. But he died in 2011, 72 years old. James Purify, who had other Bobbies along the way, made it to 2021 in Pensacola, unfortunately, due to complications from COVID. But yeah, You Can't Keep a Good Man Down was 1967, and that was on Bell. Yeah, flip side of Wish You Didn't Have to Go. All right, so we're talking to Jim in New Orleans, and we were talking about New Orleans. Well, actually, he's not in New Orleans. He is in New Hampshire. And, you know, it's interesting. I can't imagine we could have a good conversation about New Hampshire radio, but nonetheless.
No, that's not possible.
Yeah, all right.
There's no such animal.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. But now, before, and I love Magic 1280 like you did, but before that, you know, I realized Clear Channel had bought them, and that was, and I think they were 13Q, Q-U-E-A-M at that moment?
Yes, they were WQUEAM, 13Q.
Right, 13Q. And, now, before that, Broad Street bought them. So I guess Broad Street sold them to Clear Channel, and this is Clear Channel prior to them becoming huge. This was, you know, Lowry Mays.
And they, oh boy, they were in Silco there for a while.
Right. International Silver Company of Meridian, Connecticut. God, I remember that. I forgot all about InSilco. Absolutely. There are so many of those small owners that back when you were limited to 7 a.m. and 7 f.m., you had things like this cropping up. And I can't imagine why the International Silver Company wanted radio stations, but they had them.
I still can't understand that either.
Yeah.
I knew a couple of folks in that place that kind of referred to it as InSilco for
absolutely. And they had KTOK in Oklahoma City for a while, and a bunch of other stuff too. Yeah, it was a weird moment in time, to say the least. But there's lot of that. But you know, when we think back on it, you know, some of these owners, yes, we'd rather forget, but a lot of them were very colorful people. You know, not necessarily InSilco as an example, but that's gone now, and it's sad.
It really is. It really is because, GSO was Super 1280, and they sounded actually pretty good as a sort of a AC.
Pop Adult back then. It was a Pop Adult station.
And they were pretty doggone good with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they had their little, I wish they hadn't lost NBC to 1450, WNBS, and had that nice little thing going on when information, and, of course, ABC, when they split the networks into four, which I still decry to this day. Oh, my gosh.
Information, entertainment. Yeah, absolutely. I know.
Yes. And I always, to me, entertainment and information were the worst. I was a American contemporary network fan myself because, you know, they had they would always have Chuck Leonard with sneak previews and things like that. And they were American contemporary radio was pretty good. They had a lot of the old ABC when ABC was just the one network everything. And, I really dug that, And, that was an interesting
Interesting times. It was a transition time, too, because, of course, you know, we had Doc at 8090, and we had FM really blooming, and so many other things that happened.
Oh, yeah, FM was starting to make inroads.
Well, sure,
and
Doc at 8090 made a lot of people very wealthy, and what's really sad is that long after that opportunity closed, there were still people who would buy rim shots, thinking they could get them into major markets and make their big bucks, and
Yeah,
the results were, engineering-wise, very very sad. No shortage of people who paid far too much to do that. But in any event, it was still interesting times. And then, of course, by the mid-'80s, when they increased it to 12 and say, hey, you don't have to have the three-year rule anymore, it changed a lot of things. Mm-hmm. There were many other bricks.
And, you know, and I'll tell you, like... Dave Wagonford had the old WWOM stations, and yes, exactly.
Oh man, there should be books written about that man. absolutely. I mean, come on, that was hilarious. You know, so
yeah. And to compound the felony, they gave him a TV station.
Well, yes,
Channel 26. Yeah.
But it was a U. Now, see, U's are basically a license to go broke anyway, because U means ultra, mm-hmm. and that means your power bill is going to be ultra high. So I'm not 100% sure how anybody thinks they're going to make it with a U independent. Of course, we had that independent movement in the 80s, you know, when Milt Grant bought stations and overpaid, to say the least, and they all kind of crashed. Wright did. They kind of crashed and burned.
And 26 was, you never know what the heck was going to show up.
Well, and you know, that was true for UHFs everywhere. And especially when they sold time for a dollar a holler. I remember the second in more recent times since the 60s, UHF station in Miami was Channel 51, and it debuted as WKID because it was going to be next to an amusement park in Dania, so it stood for like Kittyland. Hell, it might have well been Kitty Porn, because the overnight guy was the Gamecock Theater sponsor. And so, you know, and you thought to yourself, do the owners have any idea? And so I decided I was going to go visit the station because I couldn't believe it. And it turned out that the studios were a mini warehouse and the control room was an ENG truck, early ENG truck. And so I thought, you know, only a matter of time before somebody drives the station off. I know it's going to happen. And so, you know, that was there were so many things like that. But even though it certainly will not go down in the Broadcast Hall of Fame, they were all a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, you know, you could OMTV used to carry the bullfights from Mexico City.
Absolutely. Yeah, why not?
Oh, you know, yeah,
and
so
yeah, I think it became GNO later, but that was the
That's what it is currently. Yeah. Still to this day, WGNO ABC 26. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, but that went into bankruptcy and was sold out of bankruptcy in the early 70s. And so yeah, I remember that. But they're fun. They're just fun. I know I shouldn't feel that way about them, but I do.
Well, I mean, it's basically truth to tell. That's what it was.
Yeah, like people would say, Robbie, you specialize in failure. Yes, but it's a lot of fun.
But it's lots of fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you had a guy, Eddie Freeway with the Eddie Freeway Outer Limits dance show on Saturday, which I absolutely loved. I can tell you, I never got a chance to go on air and dance, but I loved the show.
He was sponsored by Eddie's Three-Way Record Store. So
that's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Washington Avenue at the corner of Magnolia. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh yeah, you betcha. Yeah. Yes, indeed.
And you know, every market has stories like this, and I hope I hope someone is preserving them.
Oh, they need to be preserved.
Yes, they really do.
They
really do.
Really.
Yeah.
Oh, no doubts about it. Yeah. You just can't beat it.
So true.
Oh, man. Oh,
well,
man.
Always wonderful to hear from you.
Yes,
absolutely. I'll slither on along and call me again soon.
I shall.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right.
So in the waning moments of the show, we're going to talk to Sheila and we are going to talk to Jim, and that will wrap it up for the week. And then I'm going to go hibernate on WGN Radio. WGN Radio will forego the final bumper because we've only got about 7 minutes or so. And I want to talk to Sheila and to Jim. So Sheila in Chicago, welcome back to WGN Radio. Sheila, are you with me? Oh, we lost Sheila. Oh, all right. I hope you're sleeping lovely, Sheila, and maybe you'll call next week. That would be nice. And we have Jim, however, and we'll see if Jim's still awake, in Richmond, Wisconsin. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Well, I'm getting a cold or something.
Yes, and I'm worried about you.
Oh, don't be.
And I got one response, Breathe Easy Tea. But
okay.
I wanted to talk to you about this kidney thing.
Yes.
My best friend in the whole world, who lives 8 miles away from me, she became pregnant at 19.
Uh-huh.
And that was back in 1969. And they found out that her kidneys were only working if she laid flat.
Okay.
And she, you know, had the baby, and they gave her a diagnosis of she would only live 5 more years.
Yeah.
And she's still here at 74.
Good for her.
And she went and divulged, because there was no internet back then, she looked into everything. She studied the kidneys up and down, all over and around. And then she went into studying all parts of the body. And like I said, she's a massage therapist and everything. And it was just amazing. Like, she can give you a massage and tell you what's wrong with you.
Perfect.
And, but I'm saying, I just find it amazing that she knows so much about the body. And I'm giving her total credit, because back when we were sitting and watching Brett Favre and he was throwing interceptions, she would turn to me and say, "The shoulder is repairing itself right now."
Wow.
Because she knows when the body repairs itself. And she was going, you know, I said, "Why don't you go work for the NFL and tell them what's going on?" And then there was a couple of running backs that got hurt. And she goes, "Yeah, the knee is repairing itself right now." She knows when the body's repairing itself. And then I was going in for blood tests, and they were screaming at me that my liver readings were very high. She goes, "Yeah, because the liver is repairing itself right now."
Uh-huh.
And I just think it was amazing that she knew all about the body from all the research she did for like 50 years, you know. And that's, you know, I wanted to put this across that, you know, there is so much about the body that people don't know.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then when I get a bad test about my heart, she goes, "Yeah, the heart's repairing itself right now."
Okay.
And I don't know if people know that the body repairs itself, you know, in so far as we're not just, you know, human beings that, you know, move along. The body does try to repair itself.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I don't know if anybody knows about those things.
It's interesting. Many years ago, a woman named Louise Hay, who now is dead, is probably early 70s, wrote a book titled with something like You Can Heal Your Life. And what she did was she listed all of the mental and emotional components of physical ailments. And it was the mm-hmm. most uncanny book, because you'd look at it and you say, "My God, that's right." You know, so and then she wrote many other things, too, and, you know, basically became a whole cottage industry. But absolutely, you know, sadly, there are a lot of charlatans. But when you get somebody who really knows their stuff, who can intuitively know, it's just priceless. The problem is, unless you absolutely have the recommendations and know how to find them, it's very dangerous waters.
Right. And like I said, she knows what, you know.
Yeah.
She'll call to me and say, I'm going, I have the flu. Well, the lungs are repairing themselves right now. That's why you're having the problems.
Yeah.
And I think it's fantastic that she knows all this stuff. And, I just want to give her credit. That's all.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, give me a shout-out. Now, by the way, does she do anything commercially? Like, does she have a business you could plug?
No. Okay. There's nothing to plug, but she does do massages. Okay. And if she gives you a massage, she will go, oh, there's something wrong with your shoulder.
Oh, that's great.
You know what I mean?
That's
or,
absolutely
there's something wrong
great.
With your back. And she'll find that out, you know.
Yeah.
And she's been giving massages for, I would think, maybe she used to be
the masseuse.
You know, she was
masseuse.
In charge of the spa at the Abbey in Fontana.
Wow.
She used to be the manager of that, you know. And she also used to go to all these different colleges to teach massage.
Yeah.
But I'm saying she is learned in all this stuff. And I just wanted to let you know that she is, you know, she knows a lot about the body.
And what is her first name?
Charlotte.
Okay, Charlotte. A shout out to Charlotte. That's a friend to keep. That's somebody great.
Right. And then she yells at me all the time because I don't listen to her. And then number three is I would love to call you one time to tell you my father was a Chicago policeman for over 20 years.
Oh, he'll have great. You'll have great stories. Call me Tuesday night and let's talk about it.
Right. But I would love to tell you about the time they pulled over Walter Jacobson.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to hear it. All right. Good deal.
Yes.
Call me Tuesday.
Yes, I will.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. So, hey, dirt on everybody. All right. I've only got a couple minutes left, maybe 1 minute left, and Sheila called back. Her phone was being a traitor. So, Sheila, you got to call me next week earlier.
Okay, I will.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate you calling back.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a good morning.
You too. All right, now,
bye.
And on that note, Bob kept us on the air tonight, and he's a taskmaster. You know, I blow the brakes, and he takes them anyway, which is exactly what he's supposed to do, keep me in line. And John, screen your calls. I'm especially indebted to all of you who called because, tonight's been the under-the-weather show. I don't know if it's a flu or what it is, but I do know that whatever it is, I will crawl to the microphone Monday for a live show. Now, tomorrow night is a replay of last Monday's trivia, and there's a straggler, so if you weren't listening to the show, you will want to check out the straggler. So on Monday, you can call and maybe have an answer for us. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.